Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such an exciting and happy, happy, happy Saturday because I'm live in the studio.
You are?
Yes. I'm excited. My daughter has full control of all her babies today, and I have a free day, so I'm working.
Okay.
I know, it's great.
And it was top down day. I had my top down in the car.
Oh, I didn't do that because, you know, I can't afford a messed up hair day.
You said you're not doing anything. You're working as in here in the studio.
No. I have appointments afterwards. I haven't even told you about them.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I have an appointment too, but we're not going to be together. Hey, we have a couple of shout outs to do.
Oh, yeah.
I met with Felicia in Mandarin, who's going to put her house on the market. So I'm going to give everybody kind of a sneak peek, not a peek, but a audio peek, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in Mandarin.
Yes.
That's going to be under $300,000, move-in ready, minimal yard work. Like, that means none.
It's a small yard.
It's a very, very small yard.
Yeah, so if yard work's not for you, this could be your house.
With a garage.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be move-in ready.
Yes.
No work.
Yes.
Did you hear that? No work and no HOA.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, no HOA, under $300,000. It's going to be on the market in 2 to 3 weeks. If you want to know more about it, you will just have to call me, okay?
Yep.
And regular listeners that we met with yesterday, just absolutely wonderful, wonderful people. You know how we know it's wonderful people?
Yeah.
That we get hugs and get hugs, give hugs, and...
That's your rating system?
Well, it's one of them.
Because I'm not hugging everybody till I get to know them. But this family, I've known since 2019. I met them at an open house and sold them a house in January 2020. So I met them. The process happened so quickly. You didn't get to meet them, but you met them yesterday. So
yes.
We do want to give a big shout out to Pat and George. And... They have a home that we're going to put on the market in the next 2 weeks, I would say, and it is in McClenny, 5 acres, and it's a log home. So if that's ever been your dream, call me now, and I will set you up.
But it's more than just 5 acres in a home. There's an 800-square-foot work building. There's also a 1,000-square-foot work building.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That
there's
both
a lot
have electricity.
Uh-huh.
One of them
yep.
has plumbing. I mean, if you own a business, you can store property
all your stuff
on there.
Yeah. Oh, and it's zoned for horses, too. This is part of Old Nursery Plantation. So it is zoned for horses. You know, there's some livestock things happening out there as well. You know, just call me at 465-3845 and I will set you up. We will get an appointment, show you the house. It's so awesome.
Yeah. Now, normally on I start out the show not only giving shout outs.
Wait,
but
I
also
have to give one more. I have to give another shout out to Rhonda. She's listening today. She just sent me a text and said, good morning, I'm listening. So good morning, Rhonda.
From New York.
Yep.
All right. You know, normally I start out the show talking about what's special about today, but today I want to do something a little bit different. I want to talk about what's special about tomorrow, because everybody knows if they listen to the show for a long time, we are really up on the military.
We love the military.
Well, tomorrow is a special day that makes our country great.
What's that?
It's the anniversary of D-Day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I want to give a little bit of history of D-Day. So beginning in the spring of 1940, in the midst of World War II, Nazi Germany started occupying the northern part of France. They gained complete control of the area in May when the British evacuated Dunkirk. It was a coastal city during the Battle of France. But the Allies always hoped to return. And in 1942, the United States and Britain began thinking about an invasion across the English Channel. Now, Hitler, anticipating an invasion somewhere, although he didn't exactly know where, he put Rommel in charge of the defense along the large coastal swath areas, in charge of the creation of what he called the Atlantic Wall, which consisted of fortifications of bunkers and landmines and other beach and water obstacles. The Allies codenamed their amphibious invasion of Normandy Operation Overlord, and he placed Dwight Eisenhower in charge of it in 1944. The invasion became known as D-Day, and its implementation would prove to be the start of the end of the war. That's key, the start of the end of the war. The more obvious choice for the invasion was a place called Pas de Calais, the spot where the shortest distance between Britain and continental Europe. In fact, a deception campaign prior to D-Day made the Germans think that that's where it would be, as well as Norway and some other locations would be areas of an invasion. But deception tactics included use of fake equipment, including George Patton's Phantom Army, which was supposedly stationed across from that Pas de Calais. It included fraudulent radio transmissions and double agents. The beaches of Normandy, however, was chosen because they were less heavily defended than the Pas de Calais and were still within air cover. Well, D-Day was originally scheduled for today, June 5th, but it was pushed back a day due to bad weather. Now, Eisenhower told his troops the following: "You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you," end quotes. There were 5,000 ships involved, 13,000 aircraft, and over 160,000 American, British, and Canadian troops readied for the invasion. Airborne invasion operation started in the early morning hours of June 6, preceding the amphibious landing by about 5 hours. There were 13,000 paratroopers. The British Airborne Division and the U.S. Canadian Parachute Battalion were dropped behind enemy lines and worked to secure bridges and exit roads. There was an additional 4,000 men of the glider infantry who landed 500 gliders. The amphibious landing took place over a 50-mile stretch of Normandy and on the French coastline. There were five different beaches where the landings took place, beaches called Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. The Allies faced light resistance on the beaches except for the beaches of Omaha. The beach was most heavily defended of the five and also had a difficult terrain consisting of bluffs and cliffs. Although the Allies achieved their objective of gaining a foothold on the continent, it was not without heavy losses. By some estimates, over 4,000 Allied troops were killed and another 5,000 or so were wounded. The beaches were secured on June 11th. About 5 days later, and over 326,000 troops had landed, as well as 50,000 vehicles and 100,000 tons of equipment. By the end of June, 850,000 Allied troops and 150,000 vehicles were on the continent. The Battle of Normandy lasted until late August, when Paris was liberated and northern France was taken back from the Nazis. Preparations were then made to head toward Germany. The Germans were defeated in the spring of 1945, and the Germans surrendered on May 8th of that year. All of this became possible because of the valiant efforts of those on D-Day. We remember them and their service and their sacrifice on tomorrow, June 6th, of the remembrance in 1945.
That's
so
awesome.
Think about that tomorrow when you remember D-Day and all the people that died. We had Memorial Day last week, and so many people died during World War II.
Yeah.
And I want you to remember them as well and thank those that were in service during World War II and in service today, because we have that great country.
We are a great country.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to that. Hope it brought back some memories there, what you may have learned in school. Anyway, we want to thank you for listening to that, and we'll come back with more of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Four happies today.
Four happies.
Okay.
I'm working again.
You're
four
working
happies.
Again. All right.
That's a good thing.
Hey, you know what today is also?
What?
It's National Home Ownership Month.
I love that.
That's what June is today. It was actually started out as National Home Ownership Week, which began in 1956, and it started out on March 11th of that year, and it was changed in 2003 to make it a whole month.
That was smart.
Yeah, I think so.
It's such an important thing for people to have the security and the pride that comes with home ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you doing at 6 or 6:30 tonight?
What do you want me to be doing at 6 or 6:30
tonight?
Well,
it's not that I want you to do it. I just that I know that some people are going to be tuning on the TV to see the third running, or the third leg, I should say, of the Triple Crown. It's the Belmont Stakes tonight.
Oh.
Yes. Which is not to be confused with the Porterhouse Steak. It's totally different things.
You're so corny.
I know. Corny stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, one more corny thing. It's Hot Air Balloon Day. It's the oldest
form. I love
hot
air balloons.
Yes, it's the oldest form of technology to carry humans aloft.
I love that.
Okay. And one more thing, and then I'll move on to real estate. It's Drawing Day. D-R-A-W-I-N-G.
Like to
sketch? It's to remember the love of making drawings. And the goal for today is to make 1 million drawings and to upload them onto the website, which is entitled Drawing Day. So when you get home today, talk to your two granddaughters
that
are staying with us. Yes.
You know my house. I got a lot of artists in the house.
So have them make a special drawing for Drawing Day. And all of our listeners, tell your kids and your grandchildren to make a drawing and upload it to the Drawing Day website.
Is it like drawingday.com or something like that?
Drawingday.com and upload it, and they can be part of the 1 million people that have uploaded to the website.
Sounds
How about
great.
That?
That sounds great.
All right. So, Angela, what happened this week in real estate here in Northeast Florida?
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 913 offers got accepted. That's about the same percentage as it was last week. 563 homes came on the market. That is down a little bit, 4%. Not sure why, but probably because people are graduating from high school. School was out this week. There's probably less people paying attention to buying a house. There's so many fun activities out there. 299 of the 563, well, they're already under contract. And 88 of those went under contract the very first day. Now, 760 people actually closed on a home for themselves. And we say, congratulations.
All right.
Super exciting, right?
Good day to move in.
Yep.
Might rain a little bit this afternoon, but hopefully they got an early start. All right. What about interest rates?
Well, here's what's happening. So we always like to give the information on the mortgage interest rates, and the news continues to still be great, and rates hover around the 3% mark. The 30-year rate rose a little bit, 0.04% to 2.99%. During this same week last year, those rates were 3.18%. The 15-year rate remains unchanged at 2.27%.
2.27. Unbelievable.
I know. I should do something about that. Yeah. Okay. This time last year, the rate was 2.62%. Now, the FHA 30-year rate's around 2.62%. And, as always, we'll listen to the Van Wees afterwards and see what they say about interest rates.
Yes, they're going to talk about the prime. They don't really talk about mortgage rates too much. All right. You know, we're into June. 5 months of the year are over. And, of course, at the end of the month, or I should say the beginning of a month, we always talk about one of the fun features here on the show, which is the high and low sales for the month.
Yes, and there's some new records, right?
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
We had 81 residential properties sell for over $1 million.
That's a first.
It's
since
a first.
We've been tracking, and we've been tracking this since 2012.
Yeah. Last month, we hit a record that it was in the 70s, and this month, we hit the 80s, 81. So the high was a really odd figure, $7,233,155. Was it oceanfront? Of course. Was it in Ponte Vedra Beach? Of course. It was a big house, 10,284 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 9 full baths. It was built in 2000, and it had some big rooms. The master bedroom, 27 by 19.
Nice.
Big, yeah. It had a craft room, an office, a bar room, a room just for a bar. You know, an adult beverage bar.
Yes. And, you know, Howard, people entertain.
Yes.
They need to have a bar in their house.
It had a gym, a library, a theater, a billiard room, another wet bar, a game room. The pool had a rock cave and a waterfall and a curved slide that you could walk under to get to a staircase. You know, a stone staircase to walk up to the top of the slide.
It sounds like that Lucas Lagoon's show we watched,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of the bedrooms, of course, had custom built-ins, had a four-car garage, outdoor kitchen, 3 balconies. It was on the market for 100 days. The taxes on this are over $75,000, and the buyer paid cash.
Nice.
Can you imagine writing a check for $7 million?
I want to imagine writing that and not blinking.
Now, the lowest priced one was $4,500.
Yes.
It was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, and it was listed and said, fix it. I mean, buy it, fix it, and flip it. And the agent rated it as a 4 out of 10. My guess is if it sold for $4,500, it was probably a half a point out of 10.
I was thinking it's zero.
It was built in 1929, and it came with an original kitchen and bath.
Yeah.
And it came with a cloud on the title.
Oh, no.
Now.
That's just problem after problem right there. No, so, thank you.
Now, there's another record that was broken.
What's that?
Normally with condos, there's two or three of them that sold for $1 million.
Yeah.
12 of them.
What?
12 condos sold for over $1 million. That's a new high. The highest one sold for $2.5 million. It sold the very first day on the market.
Yes.
Can you imagine that? 4 bedrooms, 4.5 bath, the penthouse at Costa Verano.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I love that community.
Little over 4,000 square feet. And, you know, it was just first class. They didn't even put the pictures up. They didn't have time to put the pictures in. So they listed it. It was gone.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And the lowest price condo was actually move-in ready. I saw the pictures of it. I mean, it was absolutely do nothing to it. 2 bedroom, 2 bath. 991 square feet, sold in 7 days, $50,000.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, it's in Arlington. So there are places that you can buy that are ready to move in, keep for yourself, or
have
rent
it as
out,
an investment.
Have an investment property, $50,000. I remember when we first started doing this, you could buy some condos for $20,000, $25,000.
Yes, the price has gone up.
The price has definitely gone up.
Yeah.
So that's it for
like all prices have gone up.
And
except
lows.
That one that you just reported on the house, that was the low. That's pretty low.
That was
it almost makes you think somebody should pay somebody to take it. Right?
You know how much the commission was? It was $130 on that $4,500 one.
Hardly worth anybody's time.
Yes. But you know what? Somebody needs to buy it, somebody needs to sell it, and some realtor needs to put the listing into the multiple listing service, and
I think they should have done some sort of fun auction and given it away.
All right.
But that's me.
So you wanted to talk about the annual cost versus value report, whatever that is. Tell everybody what that is.
Come on. So every year, what happens is there is a study done that says, if you do these improvements to your home, you'll get this type of return when you sell the home. So it's cost versus value. Okay, that sounds great. So here's what we know. When we go list people's homes, they frequently ask us if they should make expensive changes or updates to their home prior to putting it on the market. The answer is generally no, because you'll almost never get your money back. However, you have to think about something else. If you don't make those changes, what will the buyer offer you?
Uh-huh.
They're not going to offer you the highest dollar. They're going to offer you something less. So some of those changes you still do need to make. So let's talk about this report and what it said. Now, remember, this is a report that indicates the national, what's happening nationally in our country, what's happening in Florida or every single state, and what's even happening on a major city level. And we're in that study. So here's what it said for Jacksonville. There are two updates that bring back, ready, over 90% of the cost. Now, that always gets my attention. I want to know, what can I do to improve my home that I'll get the money back?
Okay.
Right?
What are they?
Well, it's actually something I could do to my house. I have a vanilla house. I mean, for a realtor, come on. I have a vanilla house. It's
you
plain.
Don't have a vanilla house.
I do. It's plain stucco.
And you
right?
keep saying I. We. Oh. Don't I live there with you?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Sorry. We. Okay. So it's number one, a fancy garage door replacement that has an average cost of $3,800. And
that is a fancy one. It costs $3,800.
And manufactured stone veneer on the front of the house with the average cost of around $10,000. I could do both of those and I could get all that money back, or at least 90% of it back. So that would be great.
You know what? You get no utility out of any of those things, though, except the pleasure of having it.
Yes. Well, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
So what I would not do is an upscale bathroom edition or an upscale master edition. And, those things are things you do just for your own enjoyment. So.
All right. Well, thanks for that update.
Yes.
We'll give you advice on what you should do so that you get the maximum return.
Absolutely.
Stay with us, everybody. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal judge has overturned California's three-decade-old ban on assault weapons. The judge in the case, U.S. District Judge Robert Benitez of San Diego, said Americans in other states have access to semi-automatic rifles, and he said the state's definition of illegal military-style rifles simply is unlawful, depriving California citizens of the same rights that are commonly accepted in other parts of the country and also violating their constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms. A Delta Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Nashville had to be diverted to Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's after a passenger tried to break into the cockpit, demanding the flight be stopped. One GOP senator says terrorist groups have been encouraged by President Biden's relatively soft stance toward Iran. Senator Bill Hagerty says that groups like Hamas believe that President Biden will not be hard on Iran or terrorism.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and you've heard me talk a lot about diamonds, but as a certified gemologist of the American Gem Society, we're experts on colored gemstones too, and there are hundreds of varieties and species in the gem kingdom. As certified gemologists, we're trained on the identification of each of these and can separate the man-made synthetics and imitations from the real thing. But at Underwoods, we can go to the next step. We're active buyers of loose colored stones in the world markets, so we understand the values of colored stones as they relate back to the various qualities. In fact, we buy most of our colored stones loose and create pieces of jewelry to hold these gems, so you can be assured of the authenticity, the quality, and value of the colored stone jewelry we sell. So if you're looking for a fine quality emerald, sapphire, ruby, aquamarine, opal, tanzanite, tourmaline, savorite garnet, alexandrite, or any other gemstone, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Is your child struggling in the classroom? Do they struggle to read, spell, write, or focus? Is homework frustrating, takes hours with tears and meltdowns too? Be a big part of their solution. Call the Morris Center Ponte Vedra Beach today to unlock your child's full learning potential. There's never been a comprehensive solution like this in Northeast Florida until now.
I'm Dr. Tim Conway, and my team brings 35 years of expertise with cutting-edge, scientifically proven methods. Enroll your child or teenager now at themorriscenterpvb.com.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And, I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a slight chance of rain and a high of 90. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 72 and a good chance of showers. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and again a high of 90. Sunday night, cloudy with a low of 73. Monday, more clouds again and a high near 90. And for the rest of the work week, Tuesday through Friday, mostly sunny with a daytime high topping out at 93.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Hey, nobody's called in with a question yet.
Yeah, what's up with that, y'all? I'm back. Somebody needs to call and just say, hey, glad you're back. And to say, ask any question you might have. We don't have a contest going on today because Howard wanted to do the D-Day tribute. So no contest, but just call in, say, hey, and ask any real estate questions you have. Because that's what we're here for. We're live. We're not Memorex. So call us.
Hey, I have an update on a couple of things. We've talked over the last several months that some people have not been able to pay their mortgage because of COVID, because they lost their job.
Right.
Or lost the number of hours and can't pay. Or one of the spouses in the household lost their job. And there are forbearance plans, which means that you could take the loan and redo it or take the payments that are missed and add them onto the back of the loan. And it's for people that have a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac loan. Those are government-backed loans, of course. Some loans that are not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, the individual bank may have their own plan, but the ones with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac have those plans available. Those end on June 30th. However, there are talks underway to extend that to December 31st. And the way to find out is to go to the way to know more about this is to go to a website called knowyouroptions.com. But yes, a lot of people don't know that their loan is through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And we've never talked about how to find that out aside from going to your lender and asking them. But there is a website that you can go to. So you might have to go to two different websites because one is a Freddie Mae website, one's a Fannie Mae. So one is loanlookup.freddiemac.com. Loanlookup.freddiemac.com. How about that?
And the other one is the knowyouroptions.com, and then you go to the tab called Loan Lookup, and you have to put in your name, your address, you know, the last four digits of your social, whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you have to put that for either of them.
Yes, exactly. You're going to have to give them information, and that's okay.
And that'll tell you whether or not you have a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac loan. So it's knowyouroptions.com or loanlookup.freddiemac.com.
And they can help you get a loan modification or forbearance, whatever circumstance you're in that you need assistance.
Yes.
And I believe jobs are up right now.
Jobs are up.
But you know what? If you drive around the city, we were out recently and noticed how many people are hiring. And a lot of them are restaurants. So, you know, restaurants have been closed or they've had limited seating or they've had this or that. But there are signs everywhere to, you know, they're hiring. And I was out this week in a restaurant, and the person who was waiting on us said they're paying a $300 sign-on bonus even. So think, if you're a college student and you want to go get a job in a great restaurant and serve people, $300 sign-on bonus. That's awesome.
There are, I saw or heard advertisement for an electrical contractor that wants people. I think it's American Electrical. There's a new advertiser here on the radio show that installs gates for homes.
Yeah.
And they are looking to hire people. In fact, one of our customers is looking for that, and I got the information. I'll be sending it to them later today. So there's all sorts of people out there that are looking to hire people.
Yes.
So if you need a job, want a job, there are jobs out there.
Yes.
All right. You know, we've talked many times on the show also about so many people have put in offers because there are multiple offer situations and lost them. And
it's
we had a customer
all the time.
Yeah, we had a customer close on a house this week, and so happy for them because on their 11th try, they got an offer accepted and they closed this week. So happy for them.
Yes, indeed.
Is that your alarm? Do you have to leave? No.
No. Not leaving.
Not leaving.
That is my alarm.
But there is...
I had the ringer turned down, and I didn't know that it would still ring. But it did.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we have a suggestion for some people that will help both buyers and sellers.
Yes. I think in this market, Howard, we're in the realty world. The realtors are kind of saying that we feel like the bridesmaid instead of the bride. Like we keep coming in as a runner-up instead of the one being selected for that offer. So I thought that was really cute.
So there's an interesting thing about runner-ups. So let's say that there are 10 offers put in and you or our customer didn't make it.
Right.
There's another option.
There is another option.
And that is to ask the listing realtor.
Yes.
If our customer can be the backup offer.
Yes.
Leave our offer in place.
Yes.
In case the first one, for whatever reason, doesn't work out. And do you know that about 20% of the time that offer doesn't work out, the first one, for whatever reason? Sometimes it's
cold feet.
Yes,
sometimes we paid too much and now we don't think we really want to do that.
We've seen a couple where the person gets transferred at the last minute and can't buy the house because they're needing to move. It's any number of reasons.
Yes.
So who does this benefit by putting in your offer, our customer that lost the bid, and asking for ours to be the official backup offer?
Well, it benefits everybody.
It benefits the buyer and the seller. So let's talk about how it benefits our customer, the buyer, that if the first one 20% of the time leaves, ours is in first place. Now, that doesn't mean that our buyer should still not keep looking for a house.
They have to keep looking.
And if they still find a house, they can back out of being the first offer and they can still look.
Yes.
Now,
For the seller,
they don't then have to put their house on the market again.
And have people come back through.
20, 30 people walk through.
Yeah.
They got one ready, willing, and able to buy that house.
They can get to the closing table in almost the same time frame, maybe a week delay, depending upon when that first offer backed out. But yes, that's absolutely happening.
This is a win-win situation for both the buyer and seller. And this is what we suggest, and we now have a caller. We asked, and we shall receive.
Yes, I always ask and receive.
It's Bosco, who called in a couple of weeks ago and winning caller. He was the winning caller. How are you, Bosco?
Excellent. You gotta bear with me. I'm downtown Atlanta, and you know, it is noisy. Sorry about that. Thank you for, for the award that I got last,
I haven't mailed it yet.
I get lucky now and then,
You do.
But my question to you, with the growing trend of solar panels being installed, do you see that? Well, I guess it's actually a two-part question. Do you see that that trend coming forward? And do you see my second question? Do you see those houses? Of course, as these houses are coming up, they're gone anyway. And so, but I was curious, if they had solars on it, that they sold faster than a typical home of its, comparable size without solar.
Great question. Well, here's the, and it's a complicated answer. Most people that buy solar get an additional loan.
Right.
So,
because it's not inexpensive.
They're not inexpensive at all. And,
right.
So that causes the basis of the home, how much is owed on the property to increase.
Right.
Obviously, the seller is going to increase the price of the home to try and get that money back because the payback is a long, long time.
Payback, now, but it's not a dollar for dollar improvement, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
So, is the seller going to increase the price to capture that? Yes, he is.
Yep.
Most buyers do not want solar on their home because they realize the payback is years and years and years. Plus, what a lot of people don't realize is at some point, you're going to have to replace the roof shingles on the roof. And you have to pay someone to remove the panels and then reinstall them again.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point. Excellent.
Yeah, so not a lot of people are doing it. Now, in California, it's a different story. In the desert, it's a different story because they use a different type of roof on there. And, the sun shines a lot more out in the desert. So we're not seeing a lot of it here. Is it going to occur a lot more in the future? Probably, because it'll be cheaper in the future. Tesla even has a roof that is a roof shingle that is actually a solar panel.
Now that one I'll do.
That's very expensive.
That one I'll do.
It hasn't made its way east yet, but again, very, very expensive.
Yeah, that's super cool.
So I've given you a whole lot more information than you wanted to hear.
You're very thorough. You're very thorough.
All right, we got to go. We'll be back. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. Howard, the time is flying by.
It's flying by.
We are in the fourth segment. I mean, we have like just, I don't know, how many minutes? 14? 12?
10.
Like it just flies.
10.
See how fast that went?
Yeah.
14 went to 10, just like that.
I wanted to give a simpler answer to Bosco, which is that, and you said it more succinctly right after we got off the air, which is not many people want to pay that much money.
So that's it. I mean, one of the things you said that I disagreed with, and so, you know, of course I had to correct you because I do that all the time. That's part of being married, is that buyers don't want to pay for it or don't want it on the house. I disagree. I think buyers do want it. They just don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we actually looked into it too because it said, oh, like, you know, have these installed free, blah, blah, blah. All it was their installation was free, but the panels weren't free. And they were like $30,000 to get them. And so I felt like that didn't justify for the amount that I pay for electricity because I have gas also. So it didn't.
Stop with the I.
I just think from my own perspective, I'm obviously very self-focused. Sorry. We decided that it wasn't cost-effective to spend $30,000 to save, what, $150 a month or something. So
yes.
Anyway, it didn't make sense. But, you know, if you're a buyer and you go to buy a house and the solar panels are there and they're not cracked and they're working, then it's like, woohoo, it's like icing on the cake. But they still don't want to pay a whole lot more for that. you know, max would be maybe 3 to 5 grand more for that, but they're not going to pay $30,000 more because there's solar panels on there, because that wasn't a decision they got to make themselves. So that's kind of where I was going with that. But, you know, and think about millennials. Wow, they love the idea of solar, anything, you know, that saves on energy. I mean, we brought that age group up properly where they reuse, reduce, recycle, right? So having the free solar is a perk, absolutely a perk.
Yeah, and throw things away properly. Speaking of that, you know, most of the counties around here have a hazardous waste disposal place. There's one in Duval on Commonwealth Avenue. St. John's has one on Stratton and Green Cove. Not Green Cove. There is one in Green Cove for Clay County. But every couple of weeks, Duval County has a mobile site. And today, there is one in Mandarin at Ed Austin Regional Park, which is at 3450 Monument Road. It's today from 9 to 3. So if you have some hazardous waste.
Did you say that was in Mandarin? You know, monuments in Arlington, right?
Well, that's but the road that was shown is Monument Road.
Okay, that's in Arlington, Fort Caroline.
I'm just telling you what the thing said.
It's at Ed Austin. They made a mistake and you copied them. So there you go.
Well, Ed Austin Regional Park. Where is Ed Austin Regional Park?
Arlington.
Okay. Okay, then. It's in Arlington. It's at Ed Austin Regional Park.
There you go.
And so bring your old paint, bring your old CRTs, your old TVs, your old any kind of chemical that you don't want anymore. Bring it to Ed Austin Regional Park today from 9 to 3.
Yeah. It's at McCormick and Monument. It's at McCormick.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I just looked it up. I Googled.
Well, thank you.
Google is my friend.
You know, you're here.
Me and Google are friends.
Part
we
of
can't
your,
help it.
Part of your job is to correct me.
That's true.
And you're very good at it.
You know what? I am perfecting it. Am I not?
Yes, you are.
I am trying to perfect it. We have a caller?
Some people are not able to get the home they want. They find their dream house or close to their dream house.
Well, we'll talk about this.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you today?
The very best. Yourself?
Wonderful, thanks. And we appreciate you listening and calling in. How can we help?
Well, I wanted to chime in a little bit on solar panels. I've done a little bit more research on it. I'm a lender, and I've never seen solar panels add a penny to the value of an appraisal.
That's right.
So the deal is that 99.9% of solar panels are financed.
Yes.
So if I'm selling my house with solar panels, I've got that other debt that the buyer would have to assume. The only way an appraiser can add...
Jim, they don't assume the debt. It's a lien on the house and it has to be paid before they can close.
No, they can assume it. I've had it done. They can assume that debt.
Okay.
The lien has to be temporarily cleared. Anyway, the bottom line is they would end up assuming that debt, or it would have to be paid off, one of the two.
Okay.
But the only way an appraiser can add value for the solar panels is if, A, those solar panels are paid off, and, B, the appraiser is able to find a similar property, a comp, that also has solar panels that are paid off.
Good and luck.
That'll never happen.
That's what I think, too. That'll never happen.
Yeah, 30 years from now that might happen, but right now you'll never find it.
Yeah.
And most of my customers have spent between $30,000 and $40,000 on a solar system. I had one that spent $99,000 on a solar system.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. That's a lot of money. Yes, I can see why it wouldn't get paid off. So, yeah, I'll have to check with you about how do they assume that note for the solar panels, and how do you temporarily take the lien off of the house and then put it back on with the new buyer?
Yeah, they're glad to do that as long as they get the money.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll have to check all that out.
All right. Thank you for
thank
for
you
that
for
information.
Your input,
we appreciate
Jim.
That. Thank you
Alrighty.
For listening.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
We always love when people call and enhance what we're saying. It's fabulous.
We do. We got a quick one that we want to talk about before the end of the show. If you found a house that you really like.
Yes.
And you're not quite ready to buy, but you see that it came on the market and you say, gosh, I wish I could buy that. I wish I could. What if somebody bought it for you and you rent it?
Okay.
And
I love that.
Maybe a year from now or 2 years from now. You buy it, but in the meantime, you rent it.
Yes.
Well, there's a program called, what's the name of it, Angela?
Dream America.
Dream
what
America.
What a great name, right?
Yes.
It's, you know, we all have the dream of homeownership.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's listed for sale. Rent it. It's called Dream America, and they will buy the home for you. You then rent it from them, and when you're ready to buy it, you do. But there's no obligation to buy it. How about that? Not only that, your lease payments go towards the purchase price.
10% of it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Not all of it, but 10%.
Now, there are some individuals that do it on a rent-to-own basis, and this is not that. This
is not at all.
A home that you like.
Yes.
And it can be any home.
Yes.
So what are the qualifications, Angela?
Okay. So here's what you need to know if you're thinking about this. You need to make $4,000 a month pre-tax household income. So that can be both spouses. You have to have a FICO score of your credit score of 500, which is low, y'all.
Really low.
So the reason you're doing this program is because you can't get a mortgage. So $500 credit score.
You're building your credit.
Yes. So additionally, you have to have $5,000 to $10,000 plus cash available from savings like a 401k or gift, because you have to have some money in the game.
So it's not plus cash. It's $5,000 to $10,000 or more, and that can be savings, it can be a 401k, or it can be a gift.
Thank you. And
so once in a while,
a 12-month, I hate it. Stop. A 12-month history of paying your rent on time. Okay, so that's very important. If it's a house or a townhome, it's going to be priced between $150,000 and $400,000. New construction is okay. A resale is okay. So neither of those matter. And then it's currently available in major metro markets in Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee. And Jacksonville happens to be one of the major metropolitan areas that this happens.
So if you think you can't buy a home, well, you can. Now, here's the best part. 10% of the rent goes towards the purchase price when you're ready to buy. How about that?
Yes. And I would say give me a call because I am actually registered as a Dream America agent. So...
Well, so Angela will help you satisfy that dream at, go ahead.
465-3845. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're going to help satisfy that dream?
You know what? I love that. And here's the other neat thing about that. They have a five-year time period to rent. So each year, though, the rent goes up automatically. It's predetermined.
And the price. The price could go up.
The price of the house could go up, too.
And that's...
But by the end of the fifth year, you have to buy or get out of the house. You can't stay through year six.
But you get to
live in your dream home.
Live in your dream home and potentially buy your dream home.
Yep.
Now, if you'll never be able to qualify because, let's say you only make $50,000, but you want a $400,000 home, you'll never be able to qualify to buy it.
Correct.
But so you'll eventually have to be able to qualify.
They're still going to run the numbers on you and make sure that you
can qualify. Hey, the Van Wees are on tap. Do they have a thumbs up or thumbs down? Do they have a thumbs up or a thumbs down? They got
a thumbs up.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Folks, we love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing the radio show to give back. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction of your life. Angela and I are here to help. Have a blessed day. Have a great week. Remember about D-Day tomorrow. Talk to your children about it. God bless. Have a good one.